The Music of J.S. Bach presents unique problems for the pianist, who is, of course, rendering a transcribed version of music written for earlier keyboard instruments. At the center are the 48 preludes and fugues of the two volumes of the Well-Tempered Clavier. It should be borne in mind that while most performances given these days on a Baroque period instrument are with harpsichord, the work was also meant for clavichord, a very low-volume instrument which nonetheless could play with expressive nuance and was, in this respect, superior to the harpsichord. Playing a fugue on the modern piano both permits and invites expressive rendering, though the performer should take care not to get overly carried away. Nor, on the other hand, should we try to strip the modern instrument of its inherent nature by playing with as little nuance as possible in an attempt to imitate the harpsichord. Rhythmic freedom is another considered walk between the extremes of absolute, unbending strictness and total freedom without boundaries. The bottom line, there are many beauties to be expressed in a Bach fugue, as well as the spiritual message. Performances must be inspirational, not just correct. But we must also respect the period from which it came. Artists will naturally differ on the appropriate middle ground. Here is one example of my approach by way of the E major fugue of the second book of the Well-Tempered Clavier.